Massive sale here last week, the Magic Millions sale. Yep, and I couldn't believe the pedigrees, the advancement in the pedigrees, and also the prices as well. It was mainland prices, basically. And, yeah, it was a fantastic sale, wasn't it?
Neil Walsh joins us from Tas Breeders. Hello, Neil. Thanks for joining us here at the Mowbray Course.
Thanks for having me on, boys.
How about those sales on Monday? Did they exceed your expectations?
They certainly did. Look, it's been a difficult year in Tassie, as most of you would know, but we were thrilled. Look, it was a strange build-up to the week. It was, are the mainlanders coming? Are they not? 9 o'clock every morning, we were checking the COVID stats in Victoria nervously, and then when the Premier made the announcement there later in the week and opened the borders up, we were... Everyone was watching the live stream and pretty happy, so yes, it was a good vibe.
There was one sire, I can't, was it Zululand or something like that, who represented two of the top five lots, both over 100,000. Yep. Who's Zululand?
Zululand's a fastnet rock stallion from purchased by Grenville Stud, who were doing a great job. And look, to me, one of the most exciting things was to see the Alpine Eagles and the Zululands so well represented and so well taken. You know, both studs have taken a punt on bringing new fresh blood stallions into the state, and they are throwing great types. So they were certainly well supported. And
Needs Further has been lost to Tassie, hasn't it?
He's currently over in Victoria there with Aquis, I believe. I'm not quite sure what the long-term plan is there, whether he'll come back at any stage or not. But, look, it's always a little bit of the flavour of the month, isn't it? A few people were talking about they weren't as popular as the new kids on the block, so to speak. But, it was very exciting. We had six horses sell 100,000 or more, which is just... For Tassie, I think that brings us up to the next level. So,
And when you have a sale like that, especially with the local breeders, it gives them inspiration and a spring in their step, basically, to go again.
100%. Look, it was all a little bit of a fresh start again this year. We had to move out of the Inverness Showgrounds, so it was our first time out at Carrick there at Quirkus Park. And special mention to Rural Youth, who were absolutely fantastic in helping us set that up. I mean, I walked into the role 6 weeks ago, and I went out there the first day, and it was five sheds, and that was out in the middle of the country. So to what the sale worked really well, and I think there's certainly something we can build on there with that as well. So.
Were they bought by mainlanders or locals, the top lots?
Top lot went to was a impending from the Armidale draft, but bought by a local trainer, young trainer Cameron Thompson, and geez, credit to him. I was just saying to someone there off air before that he rang me up and he asked for three tables at the sale, and usually I said to a couple of the guys, oh look, you know, Cameron's after three, and they looked at me sideways and said, I think we usually only have six tables all up, but there they were, you know, and I think they knew what they were doing, because I heard a rumour this morning that as soon as that colt walked into the ring, that the all the people on the table pulled out their phones and started filming it already to catch the action on their iPhone. So I think they knew they were going
pretty
home with him.
Pretty obvious where that one was going. Hey, just quickly, is that a good indicator if the locals are buying and spending up? Tassie's been through a terrible time with COVID and prize money issues and all that sort of stuff. Is that a sort of an indication of faith?
Definitely, I think. Look. It's been a very hard year for the industry here, but I really think it was long term. It's probably the best thing that happened, because I think, you know, I must say special mention to both sides of government. I'm not a political person at all, but I've never seen so many people from government and the important people at race meetings, at sales, at functions. Since I think they learned from us being shut down and the mainland not, how important racing is to a state.
And has the racing industry now acknowledging that the necessity of what happened? Do they now understand the government decision back then?
Look, I'll stay out of that one, but I will say that I think it shone a light on it. And, you know, I listened to you guys on air there a couple of times and asking the hard questions, and I thank you for it, to be honest. I think that was a catalyst to make changes, and the changes are certainly there. We've had two prize money increases since, full steam ahead, you know. Yep. Both on sales and for the trainers and owners moving forward.
What's been successful around the country is the state-based breeding incentive. So if you buy a horse in Victoria or New South Wales or WA or Queensland, if you win a race with a state-bred horse, you can win a little bit of money, and they have those certain race days. What about the Tassie breeding scheme? Have you got anything like that?
I think it's, yeah. So we introduced Tasbred, which the oldest now are 4-year-olds, and I'd go as far to say they're going to be the saviour of Tassie racing.
Yeah.
And I don't say that lightly. Yeah, so horse that is Tasbred, which most of that catalogue was there on the weekend now, and now that people are starting to get see the results when they win a maiden. And in fairness, our racing's very strong, but it's not hard to win a maiden in Tassie. It's 30,000 in the bank, basically.
Mm-hmm. Which you need something like that, don't you? Like,
oh, you do. Like myself, you know, I'm not against putting the hand up at the sales. And you can look at a horse now, and you may have in the past valued it around 20. If you think at the exact figures, 28.5 to the winner with the Tasbred bonus and the prize money increases, you're happy to, you can look at it at 30 and say that's one win and put your hand up again and go that extra couple of bids. So
how did Turk Warrior get passed in last year?
I've got no idea.
He's a superstar 2-year-old. I can't wait to see him on the eastern, on the mainland, because I think he'll be ultra competitive. I think they're aiming him up at a Guineas.
He's a very, very exciting horse. Yeah.
Mm, no, I saw him the other night. Yeah.
He's, yeah.
What did he get passed in at? What was his
reserve? What's he by, Turk Warrior?
Turk Warrior is a... Geez, he put me on the spot here.
We'll Google it, don't worry.
He's out of E-Hall, who won the Gold Sovereign, Elwick Stakes Gold Sovereign double.
Yeah.
And he's gone and done the same thing, so I can tell you that much. And I was actually surprised Lindsay Park picked up the half-brother by Zulu Lamb for $100,000. To be honest, I thought he'd nearly be the top lot there.
Yeah, right.
Well, Neil, thanks for coming in. Well done, too, with the sales there on Monday. It's great to hear that, the excitement inside the industry, especially with the local breeders here in Tasmania. Have you got a tip for us in the cup?
Or anywhere on the program?
I was at the barrier draw there on Wednesday night, was it? And I saw that all the mainlanders certainly got the visitors draw, so I'm just hoping it stays local and we'll claim WT anyway if he doesn't.
Good on you, Neil.
Thanks for having us.
Good on you, Neil.
There's Neil Walsh from